Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott on Radio 1. Thank you to Greg for the first official chart update. So now you know where all your favourite songs are, see? In the chart so far. And Reg, you'll have the main event on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Becky, high five. Yes, we came third in the Radio 1 quiz last night. We scraped it back from the brink because half-time we were 20th.
I texted my boyfriend going, I hate this quiz. And he was like, let me guess, you're not in front.
Yeah, because like, you are the... You're like King Curtis. You're that American kid, once again, off of Wife Swap USA. But we came third. And the other people got, like, vouchers for, I don't know...
Yoga
and stuff. We got cake, so everyone's happy here today. How much of it have you eaten, would you say?
Half to three quarters.
Yeah, well done. Real nice. Hope you're right this afternoon. Today, Gerard Butler's coming in. We did say that we had to write a rom-com.
Did you do it? Did you get it done?
I think we're almost there.
You are looking at the one that doesn't... You didn't write this. Yesterday you said you were going to go home after the quiz and write it, and now you're looking at the one that doesn't speak going...
Yeah, but I had a pub quiz to go to.
Did you get my phone message? And did you write it for me? And can you get me out of this, please?
I had a pub quiz to go to, and also I had to do my training today for the Sport Relief Miles from Hell next week. More on that later. What a humiliating morning. Anyway, thanks to the one that doesn't speak. I think he sorted the rom-com idea. We'll put it to Gerard when he comes in quite soon, actually.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey, Katie in Northwich. You went to the cinema last night with her cousin. At the end of the film, just shouted, Matt Damon! He wasn't even in the film. Crazy! It's 4:10. Thank you to all of the people, and there have been loads of people on Twitter, loads of people on my email, loads of people texting in this afternoon, mentioning... Frank in Shameless last night, saying those immortal words that gets you out of any situation with a girl.
When I'm with you, I want to be something else. Someone else. A better man. You complete me.
Oh, let's not talk about what happened after he said that.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I'm going to talk about this a little bit more with Gerard Butler in a minute. This is in training, apparently, for what I've got to do for the Miles from Hell next week for Sport Relief on Radio 1. So every morning I come into the Chris Moyle show and he sets me today's challenge. Now, I don't know why one of them would involve a cob piece. Any ideas, Becky, seeing as you probably know all of the challenges that I've got to do?
No, none at all, not at all. No,
involving a cob piece,
no,
think about it?
Nothing at all, I don't know anything about
that. Okay, well, imagine it was humiliation of the highest order. Running through Hyde Park, which is a busy park at that time of the morning in London, and I'll go through this with Gerard in a minute because I know he's got some ideas of what he thinks I should be doing next week as well because he's doing his bit for Sport Relief.
Podcast.
So Gerard Butler's going to be here very soon. Paps are outside waiting for him. He's got a new romantic comedy, which I went to see earlier this afternoon. It's called The Bounty Hunter, and it's him and Jennifer Aniston, and they play ex-husband and ex-wife. Now, we got him to agree last time he was here that he would be in our romantic comedy, or a romantic comedy that we would write. We actually have this... on a massive kind of piece of paper. It's more than that. It's like a big bit of card, which Becky is bringing in now. He has... He's just arrived. He has agreed to be in our new rom-com because Becky, read out what it says. That's from the last bit, from Law Abiding Citizen.
Can't wait till the first day on set.
Our Pats is on a soap, unfortunately. So there we are. He said... that he'll do it. What we'd forgotten about is that we hadn't actually written the film, the Cumberland rom-com. So we've actually come up magically in the last 24 hours with a brand new one. We've got a script. We're going to run it past Jerry very soon. But we do have a lot to live up to because, as you may know, our previous film was actually quite a hit, the last movie we made. Here's the trailer, if you've forgotten about it, just to remind you.
A hotel like no other. Welcome to the Mills Hotel, Mr. K.
Thank you, I love it, it's really nice.
Celebrities arrive for opening night.
Hiya, I'm Les Dennis.
I'm Craig David.
I'm Preston.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Baker.
I'm Kim Ryder.
Hello, this is Tasmin Archer.
But away from the glitter and the glamour lurks a deadly threat.
Ooh, time for good wee.
They're in the water system.
Oh, there's nothing like better than sitting on the toilet.
And they're coming up for air. Snakes. All around the hotel.
It doesn't feel good. It's a problem.
Snakes are coming up from the bog.
Stick a fork in it.
And only one man can save them.
This is Drake Napalm.
Hi, we are the Tiki Guards.
Oh, my God.
We've been bitten on the bottom by a snake.
Snakes? Oh, my God.
David Hasselhoff is Drake Napalm.
Mr. Napalm, what's going on?
They're trying to sabotage your hotel. There's only one cure for these people. I have to make love to them.
It's a race against time for one man to save a hotel using only his...
Drake Napalm, it's Lorraine Kelly in room 413.
Oh, my God.
I've been bitten on the you-know-what.
Oh, my God.
I've heard you can save people. How do you do that?
I have to make love to them.
Oh, my God!
Mills Max Pictures presents...
Snakes?
David Hasselhoff.
Ah! I've been bitten on the bits! Ah!
Snakes, while you strain.
Who are you?
I'm Drake Napalm. I'm here to save your life.
Snakes, while you strain...
Get him off!
Rated 18. Coming soon.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Jerry Butler, hello.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, very good. Very good.
The reason Gerald's laughing is because he knows about these miles from hell that I'm doing for sport relief. Can I talk you through my day today? Can I just say what I did
today?
Yeah,
I'd love to hear.
Okay, so I met up with a trainer called Andy, a nice guy. I'm doing these miles from hell. I'm in training. I went to Hyde Park in London. I had sparring gloves on off of Rocky. I had Lycra pants on and a cod piece. And every time someone walked past, the trainer shouts, "Go on, do a Rocky." I'm in Lycra. So I have to go, "Bruh, bruh." And there's just poor people just going, including a woman on the phone going, "I've never seen anything like this before. There's a man running past pretending to be Rocky Balboa in a codpiece." So that was my day. Now, I don't know any of these miles, right, that I'm doing for sport relief.
Right.
But I know that the one that doesn't speak has just kind of written them down for you. And is writing some more down right now, the things that I have to do next week.
The first one is so far the best. I don't personally know how you're going to get through these, but
really?
I'd love to tell you, but obviously I can't. Well, what's this lesson? It's very weird because you're, I guess, the people at home, all you're hearing is
yeah. Well, you'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for coming back in.
Oh, pleasure. You know how much I love it here. So.
Yeah. Now, you've not heard our show for a while because you've been all over the place, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I've been a travelling man.
Yeah. Where have you been?
I was mostly in LA, went over to New York for a few days, then went down to Mexico for Jennifer Aniston's birthday. Mm-hmm. it was 55 of us, by the way.
I know that, yeah. Okay. No, I'm not even going to ask that question. You know what?
Right, Brazil, Carnival.
Yeah, I've asked you that question so much now.
I know.
Right, that I'm not even going to ask you it this time. Because we always ask you about you and Jennifer. You always say no. I don't even care.
Okay.
I don't even want to know now.
You
could say, "Scott, we're married, actually, me and Jennifer Aniston," and I'd be like, "I wouldn't care.
Look at him.
I would not care.
Never seen a man care less.
No. Do I look like I'm bothered?
You're only bothered.
No.
The weird thing is, it's actually bothering me now that you're not asking. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not used to this. Somebody's got to ask me.
No.
Anybody?
And every time we meet...
It's really freaking you out, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what to say?
I'm all edgy now, you know?
Every time we meet, from now on, Jerry, I'm never going to ask you again. All right.
All right, well, we're married.
Okay, I'm interested again. No, I'm not. So I went to see Bounty Hunter about 2 hours ago, actually. And there's one thing that I would like to say. I'd like you to get a new shirt. just because it's the same one all the way through, apart from the bit in the hotel. What's that about? You can. This is a Czech shirt. You can borrow this one if you want.
I know, I know. It did make the costume fittings an awful lot easier, but it's true. I just wore the one shot the whole way through. I
yeah.
know. Although you wouldn't... Actually, if you add up how many hours you normally spend doing costume fittings for various costumes, we actually spent more time to choose this one because I was wearing it the whole way through. So,
oh.
you know, it was...
Oh, so it was conscious?
It was conscious,
you,
yeah.
It wasn't... You just couldn't be bothered?
No.
All oh, right, okay.
No.
Cool.
But, you know, as Dolly Parton used to say, it costs a lot to look this cheap.
So tell us a bit more about the film, because obviously people haven't seen it yet. What happens? I think you and Jennifer are a good rom-com couple.
Yeah.
Really good.
Rom-com couple.
Yeah.
In real life, of course, you don't care, but...
No, I don't care in real life.
But no, so
I'm talking about the movies now.
I play a New York cop who's basically messed up my career, turned bounty hunter, and I'm given the job of going to arrest Jen, who's a reporter who's onto this murder case. And she's also my ex-wife, so this is the best thing that's ever happened to me, yeah. because
and you
I
hate each
hate
other.
Her with
yeah.
a passion. Yeah. And
that thing you do to her toothbrush is not nice.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of things I do too that are not nice.
I think my ex-boyfriend did that to one of my old housemates' toothbrush, if it's the same thing. And I yeah. remember seeing him and I was like, oh, no, she's not that horrible to me.
That's not nice.
Yeah, there's yeah. a lot of not nice things.
Yeah.
And then basically it's me trying to get her back to prison whilst being chased by moneylenders that I owe money to and bent, you know, corrupt cops that are trying to kill her yeah. and, you know, other journalists are trying to get onto the case. So it's kind of kind of a Midnight Express meets War of the Roses.
Do you get to wear an amazing blonde, like long blonde locks, like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
No.
No?
No, just that shirt.
I was imagining you with like a big long blonde hair.
No, just the shirt.
No. Oh. I get to just kind of look like me. Really.
Also, I'll tell you what there is a lot of in that film, which is this. Noisy eating. It's on a lot. Have you noticed that?
Is that mostly me?
Yeah, mostly.
No,
that obviously, I think that's supposed to be in the film.
Well, it is, but it's always a choice. And I do remember Andy Tennant and the director saying, you don't have to eat in every scene. And I said, it's important. You know, I need Doritos in this scene and I need to yeah. eat a burrito in this scene.
Yeah.
And you know, it's funny because there's a way to learn to eat just small amounts, put small amounts in your mouth and
yeah.
make it look like you're eating a lot. But I'm not very good at that. So that first day, I literally had 27 burritos that we had to eat. You know, I wouldn't finish the whole one.
The scene in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
Where
yeah.
you're just stuffing it in. That
and I'm also pouring hot sauce.
Yes.
So I'm literally hot sauce. And then, you know, kind of chowing this down. And then we'd go. And then every time you had to start with a fresh one. And I got to tell you, by the end of that day, I was so ill. But it had to be, you know, the food.
It had to be real, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, it's good that you two work as a rom-com couple because you did sign something for us. So do we have that? You did sign on the dotted line.
I just happened to have it here.
Last time, saying that you would actually be in on you.
Do
rom-com.
You know what? Did you actually sign this? Or was someone else doing it?
Is that your writing?
It is you.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
That?
We were so happy when that came through.
It's been by my desk ever since.
Yeah, we put it upstairs just right next to our desk.
He doesn't speak. Can't wait till the first
day on set.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that
See,
now?
See, he promised. Yeah.
Can't wait. It
Our
clearly
Pats
does say.
On a soap opera.
Can't wait till the first day on set. Which means you've said yes.
And yeah. then you've signed there, look. Big
oh,
letters.
Okay, so it's like a contract. That,
yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I didn't really mean it.
It's got
it
your okay. face on it as well, which means it's doubly.
Definitely me.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
we just go through the plot of the new film that you're going to be in?
Please.
Jennifer's in it too. So if you could persuade her.
Oh, yeah.
We have this conversation. Anyway, so what happens? Okay, here's some music. Jennifer Aniston plays a chemistry teacher called Miss Boskett. She's a teacher in a posh school in New York. She's a bit flustered. She's not a very strict teacher. And she is on the verge of being sacked. Do you know why that is, Jerry?
No.
Because the kids, they just run riot in her lessons. That's them there now. Now you, okay, think about it. You are Eric McGrady, and you are a mild-mannered chemistry lab technician. That's you in the lab. Anything you want to say, Eric, in the lab?
Okay, everybody listen up and stop making that racket.
That's that right. Okay,
people... I get to be Scottish, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good, it makes a change.
Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A nice change, you can be actual Scottish, which is what you're... Okay, people think you're a bit of a weirdo, though, Eric. Apart from your best friend, Artie, the janitor, who is played by Matt Damon. Now, you really fancy Miss Boskett. She's nice to you, but she doesn't know how you feel about her. Now, in her spare time, Miss Boskett is trying to help find a cure for the disease that you have. It's a fairly embarrassing disease. You have something called flatulitis. Basically, what that is your body just simply can't control the amount of gas that is expelled from it.
Right.
Okay. At any moment, you could literally just fart yourself to death. That would be it, and then you'd be dead.
There's no acting required for this, you know. there I go.
Yep. But if Miss Boskett gets fired, she can't use the chemistry lab to find the cure for your terrible, awful disease. Then, are you still with me?
I'm still with you, yeah.
Then, one day in the lab, you knock over a jar which contains a ghost. Now, the ghost is Miss Boskett's great-grandmother who died 100 years ago in a freak, like, chemistry lesson accident. Because she was a teacher at the school as well.
Okay.
Before she blew up one day in class. Blew up. Now, obviously, this leads to lots of identity mix-ups between the real Miss Boskett and the ghost of her great-grandmother. And then you fall in love with both of them. Can you find a cure before you fart yourself to death? Do you like it?
I love it.
It's called Love Flatulently.
Love Flatulently.
That's the idea. You've got to tell Jen, all right? Uh-huh. But that's it. I mean, maybe we can record some kind of trailer with you at some point later on. But I think the farting yourself to death thing, does that sound like... I mean, you know these things. You read the scripts before you do. Does that sound like...
Sorry.
Something that would be good?
I brought some air freshener with me.
Okay.
It's a winner. I mean, yeah. It's commercial. I mean, it's love. It's, you know...
The one with David Hasselhoff before Snakes While You Strain was a hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so. As I pointed out to you, David Hasselhoff doesn't do movies.
Well,
I do
you
movies.
Say that. Yeah, you do movies, but he did do Anaconda 3.
Right, okay, you told me that, yeah. Which I still
have
don't
you not seen?
Quite believe was a movie.
Do you want to borrow it? I actually do. I possess a copy on DVD. I do.
Let me borrow your Anaconda.
Seriously.
3.
Okay. Seriously, the special effects are something else.
Really?
They really are. Yeah, they really are.
Okay.
Okay. So I think that's provisional, yes.
I to be honest,
I know you've
it.
Got a lot going on, Jared, I know.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She's struggling.
Was
so
she? Yeah.
I think that she's really going to probably want to take this role on.
Yeah.
Because she'll get to play two roles as well. She gets to play her
great-grandma who died in the freak accident explosion.
And she'll get paid twice. So.
That's true. She'd love that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Well, let's talk about this off air. Why don't we talk about as well what you are going to do after you have done this interview today and how excited you are?
Oh, okay. And this just happened this morning, but I missed the game last night because I thought I could go and see Porto.
Say again? What?
Wait, he doesn't understand.
Oh, you don't understand.
No,
okay,
don't
well, let me move on.
No. I want to know, but I just don't understand. You need to explain it really. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, okay. So
when you go Porto, I don't know.
And Arsenal and
right, okay.
Right, so, and I missed a game. I went to the Phantom premiere, the sequel, which was very last minute. And but tonight found out that I could actually get up to the AC Milan Man United game if... Okay, and this is not how I live my life.
This is my favourite bit.
Okay, if I jump on a helicopter and fly up there with a couple of buddies. So I'm super excited. I'm filing for bankruptcy. But I'm going to do it in the morning after the helicopter ride. And
I love when you were telling us before how genuinely excited you are at getting on a helicopter. It's not like, oh yeah, I get on the
private jet. Yeah, I'm
a
Hollywood, yeah, I'd get on it all
like,
the time.
Oh, I'm actually going on a helicopter. It's going to be amazing. It's me and my friends and we're going to go watch the football.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've only ever done that. I mean, I've been on a helicopter before, but for actually me to go ahead and book a helicopter and do something is... it's kind of cool. We're rushing off to a helipad and jumping up. It feels like Bond, you know? It feels like... I feel like Obama.
Yeah.
I kind of look like Obama as well, so it's you know, kind of a weird coincidence. Oh, okay. But and I know that he's, you know, he's a big Man United fan, so
yeah. Now, you've got to go very soon.
I do. I've got a football match to go to.
I love it. We were told you had other engagements and you're just running off to get it.
Yeah, I keep going to explain it. My publicist is like, shh, don't say it.
Yeah. No, but like, I love it because like you're still genuinely excited about going. Like, do you have to do private jets and all that stuff all the time now?
I get to do them a little more often. I normally, you know, hitchhike onto somebody else's or maybe, you know, the studio get it. But it's because sometimes it's actually a lot quicker and you're doing press. You don't have time. I swear to God.
Whose jet have you hitchhiked on? Do you just stand at the end of the runway with your thumb out?
Yeah, pretty much.
And who said yes and who's turned you down? They're just like, oh no, it's him again. Fly on.
Oh God, not him again.
I see.
Have you hitched a ride with?
A sign which says like Vegas.
It's normally studio jets like Warner Brothers or Sony. Although I have to say, two nights ago at the Oscars, I had dinner with John Travolta. You know, he flies. What does he fly?
He's got his own, like, massive plane, like a proper commercial plane, isn't
he? He's actually, believe it or not, the director of The Bounty Hunter was a dancer in Greece.
Right.
They're, like, best friends for many years. And every couple of years, they take they all head off. There's, like, six of them, and they head away. So I had a chat with John the other night and said, I want to be part of this gang.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think he's going to take us on his 707 or 7 something.
Yeah, because where other people have a driveway, have you seen the aerial shots of his house?
Yes.
Like, parked. He's got right a runway. His front door is his brilliant. Plane. Well, he must just like flying, like.
If you zoom in, if you see that little black speck at the end of the runway with that sign, that's me.
That's you.
Give us a ride.
All right, we've got to let you go.
Yeah,
there's people telling me to wrap it up. So thank you very much for coming in again. I know we'll see you again soon. Thank you for being ace as always. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that was Gerard Butler. Oh God, seriously, you need to get over that.
What?
I've still got his saliva on my cheek.
Well, I have, and I'm hoping it's never going to dry.
You're a lucky lady.
Yeah.
I didn't get no kiss. That was Jared Butler.
You should have asked for one. No, not that I asked for one, but... Hi, can I just have a quick kiss
before you go? I know you're a bit busy. Getting on helicopters and stuff.
I had to work tomorrow, but I really wanted to go. Do you mind if I come to the football with you? You must have room for a small one.
He is still our favourite. Mm. We love him.
He did pick you up on that, didn't he?
What?
At the end, he went, what was this about you saying that Matt Damon was the nicest man in films?
Yeah.
And then he looked at me and went, but you stuck up for me.
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to the podcast too much. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1.
What's occurring?
Oh, this game is so much fun. Play along at home. Play along on the way from work if you want. 81199. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Congratulations on your newfound fame in North Wales.
Thanks.
Now, we were saying yesterday that the local paper did come round after your appearance on Oh, What's Occurring. What paper was it, please?
The North Wales Chronicle.
Yep, and you are in, aren't you?
Well, it actually comes out tomorrow.
Oh, but I've seen it. It's online now.
Yeah, you see,
what?
Online. Yeah, it's already online. Now, they did come around and take some pictures, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And what pictures did they take of you?
Well, they took some normal ones, and then they also took some pictures of me and my fist in my mouth.
Mm. Because as you revealed to us on the first day, when you all know what's occurring, that is your little party trick. You can put your whole fist in your mouth. So obviously they did want a picture of that.
Yeah.
Now, Becky, if you could just reveal what it says online right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, they've gone with a picture of you with your fist in your mouth, Laura.
Yeah, I thought they would.
However, it says, under a massive sign saying, breaking news, due to technical difficulties, we won't be able to post the photo of Laura with her fist in her mouth until tomorrow. So, there's just a big breaking news symbol under the headline, Why Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills is a Fistful of Fun for Bangor Student Laura.
I love that headline.
I love it too.
Yeah.
You've become the latest champion of a popular competition on one of the UK's biggest radio shows.
Yeah. And do you like it that you're also breaking news?
Yeah, I love that.
See, that's probably not ever going to happen again in your life.
No, probably not.
Well, I don't know, but it might. Fingers
no,
crossed.
Won't.
But, like, yeah. So think of it as being on Sky News, and now.
Oh, no.
Breaking news. No, in a good way.
I've just read here, Laura, it says, you say, and I quote, I kind of regret putting that on the form now.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Okay, well, we look forward to actually seeing that in print tomorrow in the North Wales area.
Yeah.
Let's play!
Oh! What's a kitty?
Okay, you know it's awards season at the moment. They're all on. The Brit Awards have been on, the Golden Globes, the Oscars. And yesterday, it was the world-famous Trick Awards.
Is that like my laughter award that I won? Yeah. I don't like to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, you have won an award, didn't you? Yeah. What was it for again? Funniest Radio Sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that? Congratulations. Anyway, Moyles won a Trick Award yesterday. So congratulations to Chris Moyles. Actually never heard of these awards before yesterday, but
BBC Breakfast always win a lot.
Yeah, they do.
Bill and Sian were talking about how they won theirs.
Oh, did they win?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think Carol's won a few for the weather back in the day.
And I congratulated Chris on it on the pub quiz last night, which he did turn up to. So, it's all about the awards season. Laura, have you got any awards?
No.
Nothing at all?
No.
What would it be for if you were to win an award, do you think?
Probably being able to fit a fish to my mouth,
Just think of it. That's the only award you'll ever get in your life.
I know, something really worthwhile.
Yeah, well, exactly. Anyway, we went down to Stupid Street and we asked them this question. If you're going to win an award, what would it be for? Remember, this is Stupid Street. If your answer is in there, I will give you a point. Let's start with Laura.
Drinking a lot?
Drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Becky.
Reading the most amount of Harry Potter books ever. Because that's all Stupid Street talk about is Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling.
Let's find out.
Oh!
We went to Stupid Street and we asked them, if you were going to win an award, what would it be for?
If you were to win an award, what would it be for?
Looking so amazing.
You have got quite the quite the tan thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably feeling so orange.
If you were going to win your own award at an award ceremony, what would it be for?
Most outgoing.
Most outgoing?
Yeah.
Prove to me right now how outgoing you are, please.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Do
something really outgoing right now.
Like what?
You're the outgoing one, I'm the outgoing.
No, but I can't do things on the spot though.
Mate, I don't think you're going to win this award.
I know. Okay, I give up.
Well done.
The award for having the best beard.
Acting. Let's go for acting. Okay.
Really? Yeah, you're pretty good.
I don't know.
If you were to win an award, what would it be for?
A best dressed award.
Best dressed?
Best dressed.
You're looking quite purple today.
Thanks.
If you were going to win your own award at an award ceremony, what would it be for?
I don't know. Best personality? Something.
Best personality?
Yeah.
So you do seem very nice.
Yeah, I'm really nice.
If you were to win an award, what would it be for?
I like the Nobel Peace Prize award.
So you'd win that?
Yeah, I'd like to win that, yeah.
Best person in the world.
Best person in the world, wow.
Imagine winning that. No, if you're the best, if you win the best person in the world, you're the best out of, like, millions of people.
That's right. Whoa. That's why I love Stupid Street. Now, I don't think any of your answers were in there. Sorry, everybody, no points.
Oh! What's a kitty?
Oh. You know Simon Cowell?
Yes.
Thank you to Lily Allen for this one. She suggested this one, and quite a few people on Twitter as well. He did the big Piers Morgan interview the other day. Did you see that, Laura?
No, I forgot to watch it. I really wanted to, though.
Yeah. Apparently, he was almost in tears. During the interview, as Simon does, he did say, to be honest with you, Piers, quite a lot. Because he does do that. Darling, to be honest with you... So, it's a pretty simple question, really, for your next situation. How many times did Simon say, to be honest with you, in the big Piers Morgan interview, Becky?
Five.
5. Laura?
7.
7?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Simon Cowell with Piers Morgan, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you how I gauge everything, to be honest with you, which is Sunday nights when I was at school. You've got to be able to take it back as much as obviously give it out. It's a delicate balance, I'll be honest with you.
How thick-skinned are you about criticism?
Not great, to be honest with you.
And you formed your own record label?
Too early, if I'm being honest with you.
4?
Oh. What?
And Lily Allen suggested that one.
Yeah. See, when you're watching it, it always seems more...
Was she watching the uncut one on the other channel?
Oh, I don't know.
Because they put all the even longer
version... Was there an X-rated one, was there?
No, we just thought... No, just one with... They don't strip in it.
Well, to be honest with you, Piers, let's take our clothes off. To be honest with you,
no,
darling.
No, it's like an extra bit, I think, where they put all the slightly duller questions get put into the other one, and then they
right.
do a
just to fill some
version.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what channel was that? ITV2?
Probably.
Oh. So Becky was nearest there.
Yes.
Becky gets the point, yes.
Oh! What's occurring?
Laura?
Yeah.
You know Matt Fincham off of Chris Moyles?
Yes, I do.
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's alright.
Yeah, he's alright. Do you think he's got a. Do you think he's filth?
I think he's filth?
Yeah, do you think he's got a bit of a filthy mind?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Here he is. Hi, Matt.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah. He's here now. Say hi, Laura.
Oh, hi.
Ah!
Bless her.
Slightly awkward.
Is he not there?
No, he's actually here now, yeah. So that's slightly uncomfortable, isn't it? Anyway, what I've got here is 3 innuendo bingo clips. Matt, today you're going to be the person that has got the water.
Yep.
Just have a little sip. Not yet, okay?
Nope.
And then we will see... If the innuendo bingo that we've got will make Matt go and spit the water out once it's in his mouth. So, out of 3 clips, how many will make Matt go with the water? Laura first. Out of 3.
Okay, I'll go for 2.
Laura says 2. Becky?
3.
All 3?
Yeah.
What do you take him for?
I sit next to him all day and he's just like...
All right.
Let's find out.
Oh.
OK, Matt. We've got the water.
Mm-hmm.
OK. Here's your first clip and it's from Simon May... No, seriously.
No, you're meant to wait for the clip. No,
wait, please. All right? Right, be calm. Don't laugh. No, don't tickle him. Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Simon Mayo.
Julian Preston Powers is on the phone to tell us all about it. Hello, Julian.
Hello there.
So what is different about your helmet?
Oh,
really he's good. Kept it in.
Really good. Mm.
You can swallow it now.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, really well done.
I thought you were going to go with that one.
I really did as well. And now here's Cliff Richard, Sir Cliff Richard, talking about...
Oh, no,
what? Right, you've got to hold it together before the start, otherwise you've got no chance. All right?
He's a big Sir Cliff fan.
You want to swallow that one and start again? All right. Here's Sir Cliff Richard talking about Elvis.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Yes!
Sorry. Got a very wet microphone.
So just the one there. Okay. Well done on the other one, though. And next, this is... Here's next sip of water, please. Oh, my God, that microphone is dripping. Sorry. That's fine. It's only a little bit. On the end. Take that.
That's
it. Fine. Mm-hmm. There we are. Next, it's Jamie Oliver. You ready? Got the water in?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Today, for me, feels like a very big milestone and stepping stone for me getting to the White House, which I hope to get to in the next couple of weeks. So, fingers crossed, Mrs. Obama, lets me in the back door, really.
Good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Thank you,
cheers, buddy.
Oh, he's fine.
No,
he's fine.
Done.
Oh!
Yay!
good control there, Finn.
Really,
thank
you.
Thank
you.
And thank you, Matt Fincham, for playing the Innuendo Bingo Challenge. I've lost count. I think Laura's two. So, oh, that's is that one all now?
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens now? It's a draw, which means Laura, you can choose whether to come back tomorrow or just to quit this.
I think I'll come back tomorrow because I've done like the week then.
Yeah, yeah. You've done a whole week. All right.
Yeah.
We need to see that picture of you in the paper as well before.
Yeah, exactly. We need to talk about this tomorrow. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow when it's all in print.
Yeah,
okay. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Becky, are you the kind of girl that's got cuddly toys?
Yes.
Are you the kind of girl who has them all on the bed, like loads of them, and then has to clear them off every night before you actually get in the bed?
Yes.
Do any of them remain in the bed with you during the evening, during the night?
Yes, sometimes.
Right. And in what instances would that occur? Why would they be, like, if you're a bit upset about something, or...?
No, just if I'm cold and I'm just... Or if I'm there on my own, my boyfriend's away.
Oh, right, I was going to say, you do have a boyfriend.
If I go to bed before him, it's easier just to hug the monkey rather than...
Is it the monkey that's your favourite at the moment?
I've got a big monkey, yeah, he's holding a little Velcro banana.
I've never understood that, why girls, like, they place them so carefully on the bed. It's like, you're only going to take them off again.
It is quite irritating.
Yeah.
But it's better than scatter cushions, because they don't have a point. At least these have personality.
Right. You see, I've never been into cuddly toys.
Have you not?
No, I don't care. I definitely wouldn't put them on the bed. Just chuck them in a corner
somewhere.
I've just
got loads of monkeys.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's good news.
Right.
You know how, like, time to time, everyone needs a holiday?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can send your toy, your cuddly toy, on an actual vacation without you.
No.
No, this is a... Yes, you can. No. This is a new website called Toy Travelling, and they go on their own. Because, like, toys need a holiday, like the rest of us. You know what I mean? It's stressful being a monkey.
The thought of this is really upsetting me, because the reason that I take my monkey away with me is because I don't want anything bad happening to it when I'm away, and I like him to be with me. So they have a really good time. No, but the thought of them going on holiday with someone else is just really bad. It's actually really genuinely upsetting me. I can't think of it.
I'm just looking at the website. They seem to mostly go to Prague, the beautiful heart of Europe. I don't know why they go to Prague and what they do.
No way is monkey going to Prague.
No, it says...
Especially not...
Your toy will have amazing experiences and he will bring back home many great photos and other presents. And, check it out, there's some toys having a really good time.
Oh, they are having an amazing time.
In Prague, but without you. See? No owners.
See, that's what I... They are. I don't like the thought of that.
There's, like, a reindeer next to a big castle in Prague, just on its own, having a brilliant time.
I don't think that... They would miss me, and also, I don't like missing out, so the last thing I want to do is send the toy away, and then Monkey will come back with all these amazing stories, and I haven't experienced any of it.
If you click choose trip, this is my favourite bit, on the basic one, you get, like, they get photographs, so you'll see them in front of, like, the Eiffel Tower or something, and you get a certificate, well, they do, to say that they've been, and also... There's a surprise. It just says surprise.
No.
I don't know whether you get the surprise or the toy. And then it says daily communication. So, like, once a day, they will actually call you and go, "Hello, it's your monkey here. I'm having a fabulous time in Prague." How good is that? And on the premium one...
Oh, I've just seen a picture of... some toy and a bear having a picnic.
Yeah,
and
see,
having a really nice time.
Yeah, they make friends with the other toys. They're not going to be like on their own the whole time. They make, you know, like you do on holiday. Oh yeah, we'll keep in touch. Should we get after the holiday? You get with the premium one. They get aromatherapy and a massage as well every day. Pretty good.
And how much does this cost?
I think it might. I don't know. It feels like it's quite. A lot, but I might start a rival company.
Oh my god, seriously?
No, what I do is I just slightly undercut them.
No.
Right? Start up a website.
No.
You pay me money, PayPal, obviously, and then, all secure. And then I go away with the weekend with loads of toys just stuffed in my case and a couple of phones or whatever so they can call.
Who on earth
I'll put the voice on. Hello!
Who on earth
it's your reindeer here.
You can't even.
Having a great time in Paris.
But you can't even look after the sheep on your house keys. How on earth are you going to look after other people's toys?
That's because it fell off. That's different.
Well, you're just going to drop one out of your bag. These toys mean a lot to people. Do you know, I once had a massive argument in an airport when I was trying to take the little monkey through. This is a different monkey to the monkey that's on the bed. And they wanted to cut him open because they could feel like beads in there and they thought I was smuggling something.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, you can't cut him open. Not here, not here. I'm not going to get on the plane. And it was only when I started crying my eyes out that he let me through.
Right, did you... Were you trying to smuggle stuff, were you?
No, nothing at all, just monkey. They didn't like the look of him. He had a dodgy face or something.
I just had to check.
No, I wasn't.
Hello, the authorities,
No, I did try to take Vegemite into Australia once, and that was frowned upon. They didn't like that. That was from New Zealand, and I got told I had to leave it or eat it there, and I didn't eat the whole jar.
Well, you have to eat a whole jar of Vegemite. Yeah. It's like when they go, no, you have to drink the water before you go through customs. Okay, I'll just eat the whole Vegemite, that'll be fine. Now can you put me through?
Some people might wonder why I was trying to take their national product back into the country when they obviously had endless supplies there, but I bought a jar and I needed to use it up.
Fair play. Podcast. Becky, you're such an NFB.
I'm not. I'm not.
You are, though.
No, I'm not.
You are.
Do you know what that means?
No, but I like it. There's someone's like, oh my God, Becky's such an NFB.
Right, no.
Explain, please.
Right, basically, in Somerset, there's this an expression called NFB, which means...
Is this an actual expression?
Well, it was rumoured that people used to write it in, like, I don't know, organisations on people's files just to kind of just write NFB, meaning normal for Bridgewater, which is where I'm from, which basically means there's nothing wrong with them, they're just a little bit strange. And it's basically saying that people from Bridgewater are a bit strange.
Okay,
and
so you may be talking about, like, taking your toys on holiday.
Yeah.
NFB.
No, it's not. It's basically... Oh, I don't know. It's basically implying that people from Bridgewater are a little bit odd, but I'm from there.
It should never come across with you.
NFB or normal for Bridgewater. I guess your equivalent would be NFE, normal for Eastleigh. Does that work?
Works for me. My brother's here today. Are we NFE? Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm off to Thailand tomorrow, and I wanted to know if you wanted me to catch up on the Thai soap opera for you.
Oh, do you know what? Since I came back from Thailand, I missed that soap so much. I don't even know what it was called, but I got really addicted to it just because they have amazing... You know, like our soaps, like EastEnders and Coronation Street, don't have any music on, do they? Whereas these... Oh, God. The music is just immense.
It is. I was out last year and they were having a motorbike race and everything and it was absolutely crazy, hilarious.
I love it, I know. So you got addicted to the soaps as well, did you?
Yeah, you know, when you're like just chilling in your room for a half an hour and channel hopping.
Yes.
Hilarious, you can make it up as you go along.
Was it Channel 3?
I think so, one of the odd channels, yeah.
You see, right, last time I saw it, this happened. Check the music. They need this in Corrie. So that was...
And that's just two people having coffee in
that was
cafe,
just, yeah. But then the big kind of cliffhanger at the end was this. So would you be able to find out what happens next, me?
I will do indeed. They can make a drama out of anything.
I know, I love it. Okay, right, okay, report back. When are you back?
2 weeks' time.
Amazing. And what's your name?
It's Karen.
Okay, right. Let me know what happens when you come back.
I will do. Love you.
Love you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.